have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We are 15 years into this new century. 15 years that dawned with terror touching our shores, that unfolded with a new generation fighting two long and costly wars, that saw a vicious recession spread across our nation and the world. It has been and still is a hard time for many. But tonight, we turn the page.
I turn the page and Obama's still there.
Damn it.
But then again,
doesn't the story ever end?
I know. You know, it doesn't matter, honestly. And you call me cynical, whatever you want to call me, just not late for dinner. By the way, we just had some Jamaican jerk chicken, homemade organic. It was really good. I just want to say for all of you, I don't know, who listened and watched probably two or three of the State of the Union. Fill in the blank here. The State of the Union is...
confusion.
What? Confusion?
State of confusion.
A state of confusion. A state of toxicity. A state of pharmaceutical kidnapping. We're living in a medical police state. And it doesn't matter that Obama is the president versus someone else in that context, because we were living in a medical police state even prior to that. The State of the Union is, if you have an answer for that and you want to chime in on that this hour, go ahead and call 866-939-2355 live for the next couple hours.
That ought to be good. I think I'm going to put that up on the Facebook. We can do like our own Robert Scott Bell Show match game.
That it could be interesting. I mean, I don't know, as long as there's not too heavy of a profanity. You know, the State of the Union is, you know, answer the question. 866-939-2355, or put it up in the social media networks, and we'll see if we can get an answer on the air from you, our loyal listeners. Streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. Glad that you're here. I'm glad to be here. And Super Don is here as well. SOTU, SOTU has been the thing. SOTU. I was just thinking of, you know, did he make any grand pronouncements, anything new? And, you know, I predicted really not. Although, interestingly enough, Super Don, I was watching on C-SPAN the other day. I think it was the day before the State of the Union. And I saw, like, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson's State of the Union address in 1965.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of Kennedy's from, I think, 1963, January. And, you know, it was interesting that they didn't do much of Kennedy's, but LBJ's was just so basically set the stage for what we've been seeing over the last decades. Promising government will do everything for you. Here's the next big thing. Here's the next big thing. Here's the next big thing. And, of course, always involving the medical industrial complex. We are going to eradicate disease. We are going to set up, and this is an incredible tradition that has been followed through even by Barack Obama last night. As he, you don't have audio on him saying this, do you? On the precision?
No, but you know what? If I take a look in the little message thing there, I've got the actual quote from the transcript for you there.
Okay, good. This will be helpful. This will be helpful as well, and we'll get to that. We do have some other interesting moments, perhaps, we'll get to from the State of the Union. But again, State of the Union is what? Your answer right now, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. So here's where Obama did his bow to the medical industrial complex. I quote now, 21st century businesses will rely on American science, technology, research, and development. I want the country that eliminated polio and mapped the human genome to lead a new era of medicine. All right, I'm going to pause for a moment there and move from Obama's words. The country that eliminated polio, did we eliminate polio? No. They don't even know what polio is. They claim it's one virus. It is not one virus. If it was, it makes no sense because polio is the virus that causes paralysis in 0.1% of the people that get it. In the same way, we may talk about this later, HPV is the virus that causes cervical cancer in everybody except 9,999 out of the 10,000 that supposedly had HPV and now have the cervical cancer, right? This is a stunning, how do we say, oversight would be an understatement. It's just that the whole world has been manipulated and hypnotized by the advancements in technology, right? Science, technology, research, and development. Those were the keys of the 20th century to get people away from thinking in common sense terms and then thinking in terms of the new religion of science or scientism, medical scientism in particular. It was going to solve all our problems. Look, we injected you, and guess what? We eradicated polio, which was not caused by one virus, right? And they renamed polio. Right now it's Guillain-Barré. It's post-polio paralytic scenarios. I mean, any number of things that are happening after a flu shot, also polio. And here's where he goes into this new era of medicine. We got to go, we map the human genome. Guess what? When they mapped the human genome, they were embarrassed by how few they found could do all of these wonderful things. It made no sense. They thought they'd have a million of them. Didn't happen. So they were blown away there, but they're still quoting like, wow, we mapped the human genome. We're so cool. We know what's going on, when they don't. And what is this new era of medicine that Barack Obama proclaims? He says this, one that delivers the right treatment at the right time. Really? The right treatment at the right time. You mean the forced chemotherapy that can kill a healthy person on a child whose parents have worked with that child and said, we don't want to go that way. We want to do something else like carnivora. Right? We want to modulate immunity. We want to detoxify. We want to chelate. We want to bring out the mercury. No, not that treatment. That doesn't count. We want the right treatment at the right time. And what is that, Barack Obama? Well, it's whatever the medical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical guys and gals tell us and tell the FDA it is. He then goes on, in some patients with cystic fibrosis, this approach has reversed a disease once thought unstoppable. I don't even want to go into CF right now. But here's where he said last night. He said, tonight I'm launching a new precision medicine. It's like NASA. I'm launching. We're going to launch, you know, the space race.
Three, two,
we're going to the moon,
one.
Right? I'm launching a new precision medicine initiative. It's like PMI. PMI sucks, doesn't it? Who wants more PMI? Anybody? You know what PMI is, Super Don?
No. What is PMI, Robert?
We're getting economic now. If you buy a house and you put down less than 20%, they're going to make you buy private mortgage insurance, which only covers the bank, which has nothing at risk when you buy that house, get a mortgage. And now they're calling this precision medicine initiative. It's another PMI. That's why I'm saying we don't need another PMI. Have we learned? It's a scam. He says this PMI will bring us closer to curing diseases like cancer and diabetes. Memo to Obama and everybody else there on Capitol Hill. We already cure cancer and diabetes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. Especially today, outside the box with Ty Bollinger.
Without a PMI.
Without a PMI.
That's right.
And to give all of us access to the personalized information we need to keep ourselves and our families healthier. What is that personalized information? They want to map your genome. They want to genetic test every American. Put it in a library and then say, we're going to, you know, personalize medicine for you based on your genetic structure. Which is another scam. Because we know what it takes to heal already. Yes, personalized. I'm a homeopath. I personalize. Every doctor on planet Earth worth their weight in salt or whatever should personalize. Although that's not happening in allopathic medicine or very rarely. We don't need genetic testing to determine what is right to be utilized. And that would be detoxification. That would be remineralization. That would be the essential fatty acids that are so... I mean, come on. It is so basic that these dunderheads in government and no president seems to understand it. Although, it's reported that Ronald Reagan, bless his soul, actually did use carnivora when he was challenged. So, at least he got some of it. But I'm telling you, this PMI initiative, precision medicine, it's all about mapping your genes and eliminating privacy on every level, and then mandating prescription drugs that are tied to your genes. And if
I'll
you don't
you
participate,
what, there's really, I mean, there's a simple way to explain exactly what he meant when he said that. This is
what
just
is
another opportunity for him to sound like, hey, I am a great president who's trying to cure disease, mm-hmm. and under the guise of, you know, or really what it is just throwing a bone and more money at the pharmaceutical industry. So that's all
I'm
it is.
I'm telling you, that's what it is. You're right. And that's why I said when I watched the LBJ thing before the one last night, I thought that was rather interesting because it was like you could place Obama back there or LBJ up here, and it's all the same rhetoric. With what? War on cancer, war on this, war on this. Now, okay, we got this initiative. We're going to map the human genome. Oh, we already mapped it. We don't even understand it. But now we're going to say we're going to personalize drugs for you. That's what it is. Nothing about organic whole food detoxification. Nothing about homeopathy. No, holistic medicine has no place in this medical republic.
That's not where the money's at.
No, I know. But I'm saying, am I too cynical about this? The State of the Union is what? On drugs, for one. It's on drugs. As I said, the members of Congress, both sides of the political aisle, the Supreme Court justices and Obama, all constipated. Constipated and are not thinking clearly. We want freedom. We want liberty, of course. We want health freedom. We want to be left alone. And none of that was there. I don't know. Usually somebody does a map out and says, how many times is the word freedom or liberty used in a State of the Union speech versus security?
Yeah, the people
protection.
That played that drinking game.
Yeah.
Sober.
Yeah, they're totally sober on that one. So anyway, maybe this should have been a moment of duh about what the president said. As I said, I'm not so partisan that I believe that, it, you know, even if we got Rand Paul in there tomorrow, all things would be honky-dory, right? Nothing about the debt, 16, 17, 18 trillion. What's 18 trillion among American friends, right? China calling in the debt, Japan calling in the debt. Are you planning ahead to be self-sufficient? I hope so. Anyway, didn't come from Obama, and it's not going to come from the next president either. I'm just going to say it right there. All right, now that you're all bummed out, let's do a real moment of duh. Yeah, if you wear out your lungs, we're going to teach you what not to do. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the faster you unplug, the faster you will be healthy. $18 trillion in debt, and now they're just trying to figure out that we might ought to personalize medicine. Of course, it's gene mapping for the drug companies. That's what $18 trillion will get you in America. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
There you go.
The State of the Union is fill in the blank. Go to robertscottbell.com or social network or call us at 866-939-2355. Anything good come out of the State of the Onion? Anything at all?
The State of the Onion? Yeah. You know what? There was one moment last night that made the whole thing worth it. And it was funny because Obama, you know, just trying to talk about how his, you know, he's done and he's not worried about trying to campaign anymore. There was a moment where the Republicans Thought they got the best of him, but good old Obama, he came back with a snappy comeback.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
Ooh, ow. Yeah. Of course, he won with less than, what, 50%? But it's meaningless at that point.
But it's, I mean, it's true. I mean, really, the guy's giving a speech and you start to clap when he says he has no more campaigns to run. That is a clear example of the partisanship that's going on there.
Right, of course.
But don't underestimate Obama. He's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's true. He is. As I said, many of the things that we heard in the State of the Union are you know, those classic moments of you-know-what. But I thought we'd, you know, to honor the healing that we do here, I'll cover another study. This one, I think, out of Loyola Marymount, if I'm not mistaken. We'll check it out. But hold on to your lungs, people. Don't be so quick to relinquish them. Because it might lead to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Gasping for Air University, which just figured out if you lose one of your or both of your lungs and you have to get them transplanted, if that transplant comes from a heavy drinker, you are much more likely to have complications. Seriously.
Oh.
They figured this out.
Interesting.
Yes. Could I have one of those lungs over there from the guy in the alleyway drunk? Yeah. He's not using them. I'm sure they're going to be great for me. What? Who did this? I didn't even know that they were allowed to pick out drunk lungs or, you know, alcohol-filled lungs. I guess.
Well, you know,
take them where they can get them.
When they're doing the screening on these things, you know, mm-hmm. It seems like they're focusing on things like, you know, illicit drugs, mm-hmm. or especially with lungs, they probably would screen out the ones that were heavy smokers.
Right.
But for some reason, they thought that if somebody's a heavy drinker, that would not have a negative effect on the lungs.
Yeah. What does drinking do? Well, excessive drinking damages the liver. What happens then? Your lungs have to compensate as an organ of excretion. In an accompanying commentary, Dr. David Guido of Emory University said the findings raise the question as to whether or not a history of heavy alcohol use by a potential donor should exclude the use of their lungs in transplantation. Yeah, but I guess there's a lung shortage.
That's your alma mater, man. What's
right?
going
Emory.
On over there?
Yeah. It's a lung shortage. That's what they're saying, a critical lung shortage. Now, of course, none of the personalized gene drug medicine is going to save you if you're destroying your lungs with cigarettes or other things. But I will encourage you to heal your lungs because you have the capacity to do it. The power to heal is yours. It's true. You know, get a bottle of tincture or make your own lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A. A dropper full of lobelia in a glass of clean water, preferably Echo water if you can get it. Every morning, sip on that for a couple hours every morning, and you will see recovery of lung tissue, lung integrity, along with the homeopathic lung remedies, antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia. Let's see, what else we got? Bryonia alba, and your favorite, toasted SpongeBob. That would be Spongia tosta. These are remedies that will work to heal the lungs. There's also the red mangrove out of Fiji, which is another natural botanical that's showing a lot of promise for restoring lung integrity, so you never have to resort to getting an alcoholic's lung in you. I think, you know, enter your Monty Python jokes. Can we have your lung, please? I'm not through using them yet. No. Breathe, everybody. Breathe deeply. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We made it through a moment of duh. We made it through a State of the Union. You answer that question. The State of the Union is what? And we'll answer that when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger a little later. But we've got a dramatic healing story from a nice lady who's calling in. Her name's Diana, I believe, and she overcame a lot of autoimmune diseases. We're going to find out how she did it. A hometown healer. Coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert
Squirts water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, we always put out a request for real healing stories, what I call the hometown healers, because we can talk science and all, you know, and talk about properties of minerals and herbs and plants and things like that. But what made the biggest impression on me when I started my healing was to actually see somebody, hear from somebody or somebodies who had been as sick as I was or worse and that got well. And I wanted to know what they did and how they got well. And sometimes that call that we put out there is answered, and it was answered this evening by a lovely woman by the name of Diana Schneider. She's from the Seattle area. Actually, we hear from Whidbey Island, which is supposed to be a beautiful island off the coast there in Washington State. And she suffered, and she'll confirm this as I got the message. She could suffer from three autoimmune diseases, ankylosing spondylitis, chronic inflammatory disease of the axial skeleton, very painful, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, all too common, a lot of thyroid issues all over the world, but she suffered with that, the immune system attacking the thyroid, and IBS, which is the irritable bowel syndrome we hear about, and I address that a lot as well. Lots of inflammation, lots of burning, lots of pain. And I want to find out how she overcame it, and I want to welcome her to the show. Diana, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why, thank you.
Well, it's very kind of you to join us this evening. I know it's afternoon on the West Coast, but Are you from a holistic family where you were always into natural medicine your whole life before you found out about...
Vitamins and minerals later in life.
Okay. But it wasn't like you grew up with...
is what has totally made a difference for me.
Okay, Diane, I just want to establish that it wasn't like you grew up with natural herbs and supplements and homeopathic medicine your whole life. You were probably pretty typical American then.
Correct.
Okay. And how many years ago did you get these diagnoses of these autoimmune conditions?
In 1984, the Hashimoto's and the irritable bowel syndrome. And in 2007, I was diagnosed with spondylitis.
Mm.
But
so you've been suffering a while.
Short of 2 years using the Carnivora.
Well, I want to get to that because, again, this is some people just scratch their head and go, wait a second, how does one thing do so much? But before we get there, had you gone through the traditional allopathic modern medical drugs like antibiotics for your IBS or steroid drugs to suppress inflammation, things like that normally the regular American doctors do?
Yes, I have gone through that.
So go ahead, Diana.
The steroids, it just ruffles my feathers to be on steroids, but the Carnivora has been very successful for me.
I want to get to that, but you're racing to the place I want to get to eventually, because I'm so interested in your backstory here. I hope you don't mind. Because,
oh, no. I had my first back surgery in 1970,
mm-hmm.
and then in 2007, I had a fusion put in from T1 to T4, to give my spinal cord a millimeter more room.
Wow. You're talking a serious history of decades of suffering.
Yes.
There was something going on a long time ago. So how was it? Did you reach a point with modern medicine where you said, you guys or gals, I mean, you're trying to do your best, I understand that, but it's just not working for me anymore. What was the turning point? How do you, you know, have a light bulb suddenly turn on and go, you know what, I got to do something different?
Well, I was listening to Coast to Coast. It's another talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And Carnivore is one of the advertisers. And so I tried it, and now I'm having much success with it. If I didn't have it, I would be bedridden, unable to walk. As it is, I have to wear natural fabrics like cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's got polyester in it, it just irritates my skin.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of sensitivities associated with autoimmune conditions. And, you know, it's an interesting situation here. And let me talk. Super Don, are you still with us? Because as I'm talking to Diana here, and I can hear, you know, I feel what she's gone through, because as a healer myself, watching and witnessing so many suffer for so many years before they wake up and try something different. You know, occasionally we get people that call up and go, I don't believe, you know, this really happened. And you know, like, we're on radio. We talk, there are commercials on radio. Somebody listens to a commercial, actually calls up and gets something, and it actually works. And there are people that get mad at us for actually referencing it. And I think it's so weird.
This is not me on the phone with using a fake voice or something.
I'm just saying, there are real people that actually get well, and that's the point of inspiration for me, which is why I like to feature folks, and we put it out there for all of our listeners. If you've got a healing story, we want to hear it. But in this case, Diana, as I said, you listen to the Coast to Coast, and a lot of times people hear Ty Bollinger's voice, who gets zero money from any bottle of Carnivore is sold, which, you know, we don't either. The point is, you actually decided, I heard the message, what have I got to lose? I'm going to try it. You go out and do it. What did you do specifically? Did you do the liquid drops? Did you do the capsules? How many? Can you tell us exactly what you did?
I'm doing the capsules, and I'm taking 4 capsules 3 times a day.
Okay, 4 capsules 3 times a day. Did you have any difficulty in following that consistently? It sounds fairly simple and straightforward.
Yes, it is.
And how quickly do you remember, did you see a change that led you to believe, indeed, I actually am getting a benefit, I wasn't just sold a false bill of goods?
Within 3 weeks.
That's pretty quick.
That was a fairly short time.
Yeah. And did you, at that point, I mean, do you have any family members that you told were doing this and tried to talk you out of it? Because, you know, a lot of people say, no, you can't do anything natural. You've got to keep taking the drugs.
Right. No, actually, after they found out that I was responding, they wholeheartedly encouraged me to continue on with the Carnivora.
That's good. It doesn't always happen that way. A lot of times, your family members will fight you, your doctors will fight you, but I guess they had come to a point where they said, well, we don't have anything else, why not try something new?
Exactly. And the success that I'm having keeps me from being bedridden.
And see, to me, Super Don, this is such a human interest story. I can't imagine why anybody would be upset hearing this. As I said, we've done interviews like this before with real people that volunteer to say, I want to tell my story.
Yeah.
And I love it. For me, it's why we do this.
Right. Well, listen, there are skeptics out there about everything. Doesn't matter what you say. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's the people that, you know, go out and try, you know, try it. You know, I mean, you're not going to, what's it going to hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And the people that actually go out there and try these things are the ones that end up calling us and telling us that what it did for them. So, you know.
Well, exactly. I love the gratitude, the thank you. Anyway, so I don't mean to paste over the beauty of what you're sharing, Diana. It's just that I recognize that some people hear these stories and they think it's too good to be true.
Right, and I really didn't go in with a skeptical mind, but I was quite impressed at how quickly it began to work. And so I continued to use it.
And any untoward effects, any indigestion, anything like it? Because you had a history of IBS. How is your digestive system doing?
It's doing fine. Occasionally when I have a really huge flare-up, that's why I've gone to the four pills three times a day.
So you've increased the dosage in response to the good things that were happening.
Correct.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Again, it's a botanical, it's an herb, it's a plant, it's a medicinal from the creator, in my opinion, and it's doing extraordinary things, as evidenced by what you're sharing as well. And, you know, we have them linked up, of course. The banners are always there. And I like people to, you know, hear these stories so they can say, maybe that could be me. Maybe I, because think about it. If you can overcome what you have addressed, the ankylosing spondylitis, which is as difficult as anything for modern medicine, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, even to have some level of improvement is extraordinary when you see those inflammation and immune markers come down. And, of course, IBS as well. So I'm just very pleased to hear that you're doing well, and I'm so grateful that you would share it.
Oh, I am too. And my family, of course, they love seeing that I'm continuing to be active and walking. You know, I use a walker, but I can't walk like I used to, but I'm still out there walking my driveway.
Well, as long ago as this happened with as many surgeries, I think people might be surprised that you're walking at all.
Probably so, but the Lord has blessed me, and I'm still walking.
Beautiful. Well, I love it. It's inspiring to hear. And again, this is a big reason why we do this show, to get this message out. And for those of you who'd like to take advantage and learn and do the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the things, you know, Ty in Cancer Step Outside the Box talked about a lot of the science behind carnivore, why it works. And we're not even talking cancer in this case. And, of course, the manufacturer of it cannot talk about any of the things we do. We do not sell it here. But I would encourage you to click on the link and ask questions if you have questions. Maybe it's right for you, maybe not. But I think more often than not, it will be. You can reach them at 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. Diana, any final messages that you want to tell the world about your experience before we have to take a break?
Well, I certainly cannot deny the fact that it works.
Well,
plain and simple.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute it based on what I'm hearing from you, and I appreciate you so much, your willingness to share your story with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, and thank you for having me on as a guest.
All right, Diana Schneider, we'll have to visit you on Whidbey Island. It sounds lovely.
Oh, it is. Very lovely.
All right. Well, you tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. We're bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with you, just as carnivora did for Diana Schneider. Really appreciate it. Many blessings to you. Thank you for sharing. We've got lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger, in fact, will be on. We've got Outside the Box. We've got Dr. Veronique Bissonnier. We're going to talk about healing breast cancer naturally as well. Now, exercise, sitting down. Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up. Stick around. We got lots more to go after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we keep moving, live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. We'll be live at the Vicasa Expo this Sunday, also coming up in Orlando, Florida. Vicasa, V-I-K-A-S-A, Expo.com. The link is up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Following weekend, we just announced, I haven't even put it in the notes, in Mount Dora, Florida, north of Orlando, another health fair on a Saturday coming up on the 31st of January. Then a Valentine's Day weekend, West Palm Beach, Florida, for the Raw Foods Retreat with Paul Neeson. And then we have the end of February, I believe last weekend in February, in Naples, Florida, with Food and Thought. That's going to be a rocking weekend. Jeffrey Smith will be there with us, Sayer G from Green Med Info. Oh, my gosh, we got some great stuff. Autism One coming up again in May in Chicago. We'll just stay in touch with us, robertscottbell.com, to stay plugged in. If you sit, Super Don, you'll die. Sounds like a bad movie.
Oh, crap.
Right?
I know. I must have nine lives then.
You're a cat, yes. Everybody wants to be a cat. There's a new study out, because we've covered these, the whole idea, and we encourage you, if you sit at work, to literally every 10 minutes, get up. I know, Super Don, you're slacker sometimes on that, but I do want to keep you around as long as possible. I don't want you to lose your lungs. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but listen, I may be a slacker on that, but that, when I'm sitting, I'm working. So, you know, I'm not.
Right, but if you don't get up every 10 minutes, coffee enema's coming your way, buddy.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just, look, incentivizing. So this is CNN. They did a discussion with Sanjay Gupta about this study. Sitting will kill you even if you exercise. That's the interesting thing about this. So you sit all day, eight hours a day, and then you go to exercise. And it's seemingly not doing what it needs to do. And so they had a discussion, and one of the anchors there was just the skeptic saying, I don't believe that's necessarily true. And Gupta had a great response. We don't have the audio of it, but we do have it linked up in the show notes. And he says, we were not designed to sit down like that all day, or even lie down like that all day. We're designed to move. How long has it been since we didn't have to work the lands, till the fields, for instance, or chase the animals, for instance? How long has it been in human history that has become the commonplace, that we don't have to do that? Not many generations ago.
Mm.
And so this sedentarianism is about as devastating as anything you do with it, which also explains why people who are active, who are vitally functional, moving their bodies all of the time, even if they're not doing perfect diet like I would like them to do, they seem to be able to withstand much better. Now, I'm not talking to the excesses of an Olympic athlete, because there can be some detriment when you're breaking yourself down to that level. But active, 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 like we were designed to do. Wake up, go to work, till the soil, work the land, very hard day, go back, you're tired, go to sleep, regenerate. That's more like history. And so the idea is, if you do work 8 hours a day sitting down, every 10 minutes, get up. Do a squat jump. Do a knee lift or calf exercises of some kind. And that keeps some level of the movement. And I think a big part of this is what we talk about with Dr. Bitar, his number one thing, lymphatic stasis. The movement of the lymph, the fluids of the body. Movement is life. Without movement, there is no life. Look at a stagnant pond, you'll understand what I'm saying here. So the State of the Union. The State of the Union is... anybody got any good answers out there?
ding, 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 ding. You know what? Winners? We've had actually a few I think that are clever and actually some that I think are kind of shocking. But
shocking, huh? Well, what do you say? We only got a minute or less before we tell everybody.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll pick a good one, and then one that I was kind of like, what?
Okay.
There's the State of the Union is, and we've got, it looks like Pat Duvall says, not POTUS, it's bogus.
The State of the Union is not, well, that's, POTUS is President of the United States.
Yeah, so I guess
it's bogus.
This would be, I don't know. Booby head of the United States. I don't know what the B would stand for, but anyway.
Okay.
Bogus, yes. Now, now here's one that I thought I was kind of, this is Quentin Hunniker, or no, Quentin Hunnick.
Hunicky, yeah.
Hunicky, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says the State of the Union is Nazi propaganda.
You know, that's actually not so shocking when you think about what he was talking about, genetic mapping.
Can you say, see, look at you. Look at Robert Scott Bell can always find a way.
Eugenics, right? Eugenics.
There you go.
Right? So it's not that far off in that regard, I guess. Well, we want to hear from you, or you can put it in the social feeds or at Twitter at RS Bell Media, RobertScottBell.com. We've got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, TMB. He was in his penguin suit yesterday. We'll find out what he was doing. Was he cutting a rug? I don't think so. Ah, also, healing breast cancer naturally. With Dr. V as well. Why would we do that? Because the power to heal is yours. Of course.
Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth! You free.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Real quick, Ty Bollinger was at a dance last night, the inaugural ball for the governor of Texas, and here he is on the dance floor. I knew it, Ty. That was you. I heard you all the way over here.
That was me. That was me. And I'm proud to say that I did not poke out anyone's eyes or break anyone's legs while I was out there cutting the rug.
Well, thank goodness for that. Like I said, you and I, we have a special dance, as I've said so many times, the beat of a different drummer in another room no one else can hear. But we got it.
The most frequent thing, speaking of hearing, the most frequent thing I heard last night was, what's she doing with a bum like him?
Well, your wife was looking just gorgeous, Charlene,
yes,
that dread, oh my gosh, look out. You were her bodyguard. So glad you guys had a great time out there. But boy, you've been having fun, which I'm glad you are, because we've been having to cover, as you've been following too, off the air, all the medical kidnap stories. And Super Don's barely getting any sleep covering these things. And I know he wants to get us up to date on anything else. Super Don, you with us?
Indeed, I am, and I slept last night, so you know at least I you know, we can't It's not always the all the time.
First time in a couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, but I mean, listen. I mean, there's no lack of work that can be done on these things, and but there are some updates. One real quick one with the Shores family. They just filed today a bunch of motions with the court to try and get rid of some of these things that are, you know, roadblocks for them.
That's the Arizona story with seven kids that were taken.
Indeed, yes. So they're getting some help on that. And what else? Let's see. Oh, you know, actually, you know, we did a interview yesterday with April and I think it's Justin Winery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And actually, you know what? I think Ty's having trouble hearing us here. I just got a message saying, I can't hear you.
Can't hear Super Don. Crank it up so TMB can hear everything.
Yeah, no, but yeah, so we did an interview with them. And if you recall, when we were doing the interview, I mean, you could just tell. I mean, these guys have been beaten down. I mean,
just exhausted from it all.
Hope is a hard thing to hang on to when it seems like everywhere you turn, you're running into a dead end and people are keeping you from making any progress. So I had a conversation with April this morning, and she did want us to mention one thing, you know, in the story where, you know, the child had brittle bones and that was the reason why they decided they were going to take him. She wanted me to make sure that people understood that they were never told anything about there being any problems with abuse or neglect or any of those things. And when they brought the baby in for the 2-month checkup, doctor said everything was fine. So this is another one of those cases where, you know, the parents weren't told anything.
It's like a bait and switch. Come on in, totally, we'll take care of you. And then, totally, you know, they're secretly plotting to take your kids. Exactly.
Yeah. So one quick thing I want to throw out there is they do have a page on Facebook.
Okay.
That you can go to show them support and stuff. And I'm going to post that up on Facebook right now and on Twitter. So, you know, anything we can do to show them support.
Beautiful. Hey, TMB, you know, one of the things I asked her as well, how do you trust doctors? Because this is a full-on medical. We trust doctors. We get our kids vaccinated. And this now, of course, was the question after all of this. She says, I can't. I mean, the doctors, by participating in this thievery and this kidnapping, they're destroying what is left of their profession.
Yeah, they are. And, sorry, I can't comment on this specific one. I missed about 3/4 of that conversation. I don't know what Don was talking about. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, we got that. I think at this point, though.
It's all right. We're just talking about your dance moves.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm glad I didn't hear it. But you can't trust the medical profession anymore. Not that you can't. There's not specific doctors, but as a whole, the medical profession has become very untrustworthy. And when you get CPS involved or whatever the statutory body is in your particular state, whether it's DFCS or whatever you call it, once you get the kidnappers involved and it's the medical professionals that are calling CPS to let them know about these cases of severe medical neglect, which I, you know, of course, being totally sarcastic, then you cannot trust them.
Yeah. No. Medical abuse, medical neglect is coming from the medical profession, not from the parents in these cases we've been covering. And, you know, there's another story here, and this is interesting, relates to a dad who simply wanted to help his child, and he utilized something that the state medical police did not like. And 50,000 people signed a petition for what? Hold on here. I've got it. Hold on. I cued it badly here. I was setting you up, TMB. I'm sorry, but
that's okay.
Let me try this again.
Go ahead.
they signed a petition for what?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. Hello,
yes, time for the cannabis update. TMB, take it away. What were those 50,000 signatures for?
Well, it was a petition calling on politicians to help a man who lives in Australia, and he's now facing criminal charges after giving his 2-year-old daughter cannabis oil because she had late stage cancer, and she made miraculous improvements because of the cannabis oil, and now he's facing jail time because he would not give her chemotherapy, which most likely would have killed her by now. He gave her a substance that has been shown to affect more types of cancer in a positive way as far as regression than any other substance that I am aware of in the entire planet. So he's guilty of helping his daughter. and saving her, so he may go to jail now.
But it's incredible the amount of support. I don't know if it's all coming from Australia, but you know, we have a lot of controversy out of Australia because they're protesting, not the average Australian people, I don't believe, but the radical pro-vaccine people. They don't want Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Temby, to come in to speak to anybody because, my goodness, people might think for themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bizarre world that we're living in now, Robert, where you have this plant that is so medicinally effective. I mean, this poor guy in Australia, if he had just told the oncologist, look, just go ahead and give her drip five times the amount of chemotherapy in her veins that you normally do. I know it'll probably kill her, but go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And if it did kill her, no problem. No charges faced pressed against this guy because chemotherapy is the standard of care. But he goes against the grain, steps outside the box, using something that will actually help his daughter and is saving her life, and now he faces criminal charges. Like I said, Robert, the only criminals are those people that are in positions of authority in the medical establishment that are doing these things and in the government that are enforcing these unconscionable, immoral laws against a plant.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have big media and big pharma and big government all teaming up to basically double-team, triple-team, quadruple-team parents who have woken up to the dangers of injecting children with toxic poisons that you couldn't give them to drink lest you would be legitimately charged with attempted murder or abuse. Here's a story at ABC News. Unvaccinated clusters leave communities vulnerable to illness, research shows. And they're basically trying to garner public relations support for the people to act against the parents who are now saying, well, we don't want to do the vaccine schedule or we don't want to do it at all.
They're blaming the unvaccinated, right? They're saying that the unvaccinated are the ones that are contributing to these illnesses, to these outbreaks. But in reality, if you look at the statistics of vaccinated populations over the last 50 years or so, I mean, all the outbreaks, maybe 30 years, let's look at it. Like here in Texas, there was a measles outbreak in 1985, 99% vaccinated. So how are you going to blame the unvaccinated for that one? Mm-hmm. I mean, the vaccinated people, so the unvaccinated people that didn't get the measles somehow gave measles to those that were vaccinated that did get it? How did they give it to them if they didn't get it?
No, consideration for the potential of vaccine failure.
No
consideration to the potential of the cyclical nature of these diseases coming and going throughout time, no matter what. And, you know, their statement of leaving communities vulnerable to illness, we would argue once we're awake and alive and know what the immune system is and does and how it works and how not to damage it, we would argue that those that are vaccinated are more vulnerable to illness because they've been made ill by the very vaccines, even though they may not initially manifest the actual sameness of what they call measles. But now even that is being called into question as populations that are fully vaccinated are manifesting measles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is not measles here, but regarding the flu, right? We've got a bad, bad flu season, they're telling us, especially here in Texas. Everyone that I have talked to over the last month or two that has had a bad case of the flu was vaccinated. Everyone was vaccinated. So it leads you to think not only is the flu vaccine and these other vaccines, are they not effective, but I believe that they actually may be the thing that is causing these outbreaks to an extent.
Yes. And at the very least, too, corrupting different pathways of function, like excretion, which is where you mm-hmm. run into trouble even after your immune system attacks the virus and overcomes it. Now you've got to get rid of the debris, and these people are being compromised because of these dangerous toxic injections. Here's another story, and this relates to the Disneyland measles outbreak, and they're using this PR campaign for all that it's worth to try and mm-hmm. shame parents and blame them for this. And the reality is, and we have a great article linked up to Green Med Info, that reveals that these measles vaccines do not work as they are claiming that they work, and they're not safe. And you can see back in 1985, there were reports in 88 and 89 and 91, 92, 92. It continues on. It's an amazing expose that Sayer G put out there.
It is. As a matter of fact, I see here, I'm looking at the article, Sayer mentions the 1985 outbreak here in Texas. It was 99% vaccinated with the measles outbreak. But yeah, he documents numerous cases of almost entirely vaccinated populations being the place where the outbreaks occurred, which goes against what they tell us, right? If the vaccines worked, the outbreaks would all be in unvaccinated areas. Of course, you look at the statistics, Robert, and like they say, you know, there's lies, darn lies, and then statistics. You can make statistics say anything that you want them to say if you know what you're doing. And so I think this is just yet another example of the trying to fearmonger. And they don't have any support and scientific support on the side of vaccines. So now they're going to go emotionally and try to scare people into getting
it. Well, and if we reference the scientific literature that shows how not working these measles vaccines are, then we are called liars or child killers by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, right?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, man. But listen, this is where health, freedom, and healing liberty lives. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger every week here, having a great time. And we are going to dismantle, hopefully once and for all, the HPV.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, kicking butt with TMB. Outside the Box, a little bit more on the measles story. Of course, we know how to address measles with homeopathic medicine, with silver and immune modulators, get kids through this, even addressing fever without intoxicating their liver with Tylenol. But they're sending, evidently, they're sending Disney employees home who are not vaccinated for measles. And word on the street is that any schools that are showing any measles, they're sending all the non-vaccinated kids home. And rather than complain about it, you should be overjoyed. And I understand that some of you are going, no, I don't want my kids at home. But seriously, they're going to be smarter because they're not in a public school. I'm just saying.
You know what they're going to do, Robert? They're going to send all the unvaccinated people home. And then there's going to continue to be an outbreak. And they're going to continue to blame the unvaccinated, even though there was no unvaccinated there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I don't mind that they send these kids home because I feel like they're more able to see clearly when they're home with their families than they are in most of these government indoctrination centers. That's my
opinion. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, the State of the Union is, fill in that blank. What can you do, TMB? The State of the Union is, what would you say?
Texas.
Texas. Now, that's spoken like a Texan for now.
Hey, you know that you see the football guys and they'll tell the school they're from, you know, this is, I'm Kane Abernathy, the Ohio State.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like, you know, the State of the Union is Texas.
Nicely done. Well, we asked folks about that. We may get to a few more comments at the last segment today after the State of the Union address we covered earlier. So if you have an answer for that, the State of the Union is, you fill in the blank, pop quiz, no wrong answer.
Just like we always say, there's no stupid answers, only stupid people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Put it out there just like that. Now, speaking of stupid people, I know this is kind of rude to say, but there are still people out there, believe it or not, that believe that the human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer.
Are you serious?
Seriously. If you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know we've disputed it almost from the get-go because we saw the lies coming out of the HIV wing years ago, and we said, okay, this is a repeat of the pattern. They take a scraping of cervical cancer cells, they do polymerase chain reaction, PCR, they amplify it hundreds of millions of times, and they say, aha, I think we found something, maybe might be, could be, HPV or could be your father's Oldsmobile. Okay. So they just don't know, but they claim it because it's profitable. It means they can vaccinate you. Well, now, finally, we got a great bit of news from Dr. Professor Peter Duisberg. Did you see this, TMB?
I did. And the article questions whether the HPV actually causes cervical cancer, which That's a great question, because if the HPV actually caused cervical cancer, you would think that, you know, two out of three women that were infected with HPV would develop cervical cancer, or maybe, you know, three out of four or something, you know, a high percentage like that.
Exactly. It's not happening, is it?
What are the percentages? One out of how many people, women infected with HPV develop cervical cancer, Robert? Do you know the answer to that question?
Yeah, it's like, HPV causes cervical cancer. Absolutely it does, except only in one out of every 10,000 people that have HPV.
Only one in 10,000 women infected develops. You might as well just say that cervical cancer is caused by being bitten by a Nordic fly, okay? Because I bet you that more than one in 10,000 women have been bitten by a Nordic fly. Maybe that's what causes cervical cancer.
All right, hold on. I got to Google here.
What is a Nordic fly? I'm not familiar with that.
I just made it up, man. I have no idea what a Nordic
fly is. It's probably on Google. You can probably find a Nordic fly on Google.
It probably is a real fly, and it probably does bite more than one in 10,000 women. Right. So maybe that's what causes cervical cancer.
Right. No, this is a spectacular piece. We've republished it from SaneVax. It was written by Norm Erickson and Peter Duesberg. We've got to get them on soon. What if HPV does not cause cervical cancer? And that's a great question, because it doesn't. And then Peter goes into his perspective on what they call aneuploidy, but it's chromosomal abnormalities, if you will. And we know that when you protect the chromosomes through the use of selenium and other minerals and botanicals, that you can withstand a lot of assaults that other people will break down and their immune systems will break down and they'll have cancer. And this aneuploidy concept, Peter Duesberg, we interviewed him on it many years ago. And it's a great piece, and it points out the absurdity of claiming that HPV causes cervical cancer. Of course, Merck and GSK are not happy to have this revealed.
No, they want you to keep getting those vaccines because it's going to protect you, Robert. Or maybe it'll make them a lot more money. Maybe that's what this whole thing's about. Maybe the whole thing's about money. Because how can you get a vaccine to protect somebody from a disease that doesn't cause, or from an infection that does not cause cancer? Right. 1 in 10,000 women.
Yep, and then we find out the actual vaccine may be causing sterility, paralysis, and even death in little girls and some little boys that they give it to as well.
Hey, that's great. More money for them.
Yeah. Stick around. We've got Dr. Véronique de Saulnier. I can't even say it. It's French. She's going to talk about healing breast cancer naturally. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And my good buddy, Ty Bowen for TMB with me, and we are now going to be joined by one of the stars of the most extraordinary video series released in 2014. Still given the gift of healing. It's called The Truth About Cancer. The quest for the cures continues. And she definitely was a star shining brightly in that TMB.
Yeah, definitely. So Dr. Véronique de Saulnier, Dr. V, we call her affectionately, was in The Quest for the Cures Continues, and she really was one of the stars in that documentary miniseries. I honestly lost track of the count of the people that emailed and said just love Dr. V. She's articulate, she's smart, she's funny, she's got her facts straight. Just really a pleasure to be able to interview you today, Dr. V. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks so much, Ty. It was a real privilege and honor to be a part of your series. And as you know, it's touched the lives of thousands, if not millions, of people around the world. So it was a real honor to be a part of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we were able to talk about in the quest for the cures was your book, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. And you shared, I think it's your seven steps. Is that correct?
Seven essentials, uh-huh.
Seven essentials. So, you know, first of all, before we get going here, tell us about your journey and why you're so passionate about sharing the truth about breast cancer with women.
Well, there's so much misinformation and there's so many myths when it comes to breast cancer. And when I was going through my healing journey, of course, initially it was a big shock because I thought I was doing everything right. I mean, I ate organic before organic was in style. I had home birth, breastfed all my children. I was under chiropractic care. I was taking herbs and supplements. And, you know, I thought I was doing everything right. But obviously, when I discovered I had breast cancer, I realized that there were certain pieces of the puzzle that I was missing. And so as I went through my journey and did a lot of soul searching, a lot of research, I put those pieces of the puzzle together. And that's what I came up with my system, the seven essential steps, which basically, if you follow, you never have to fear cancer again, or any disease for that matter.
Mm. Well, you mentioned, Dr. V, that some of the myths. Talk about some of the myths. I mean, one of the biggest ones that Robert and I covered this last year was with Angelina Jolie. She had both breasts prophylactically removed because she might get cancer down the road because of a certain gene, the BRCA gene, BRCA, BRCA, I don't know how you pronounce it, but mm-hmm. Talk about that and other myths about breast cancer.
Oh, yeah, the BRCA gene is a real serious myth because, unfortunately, so many women have run to, you know, get their breasts cut off after this whole Hollywood hype. And, you know, I'm not judging her because she saw her mother die a very painful, horrible death with the use of traditional medicine and cancer. So there was a lot of fear with her. But what most women don't realize is that the BRCA gene is actually a cancer protective and tumor suppressing gene. What happens is that it mutates as a result of natural and medical radiation. And there are studies that have shown that the BRCA gene is a very protective gene. And less than 2% of women who have a family gene or tendency towards breast cancer have an actual BRCA gene mutation. But when we speak about genetic mutations, we know with the study of epigenetics and nutrigenomics that we can change our gene expression, that we can support those weak genes with specific supplements and specific nutrients and lifestyle changes. So the BRCA gene hype is really, unfortunately, a disservice to women because, so as I said, so many women are running to have their breasts cut off unnecessarily.
Dr. V, we were horrified by the story of Angelina Jolie and what she did. And again, not to make judgments based on, you know, her experience and her fears, but I was really upset that she's, you know, considered an example by so many that look up to Hollywood celebrities, that she would impact on younger women, that they would now start, you know, prophylactically removing their body parts. And we have heard stories that that indeed was happening. So anything we can do to counter that, and of course, in your book, talking about these seven essentials, they'll learn about the facts that they can prevent cancer without butchering their bodies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another big myth that has been promoted is that women's hormones cause cancer. We know that, you know, breast cancers are labeled, you know, estrogen positive or progesterone positive. And so the traditional approach is to suppress hormones in women. But if our hormones cause cancer, then every young 20-year-old on the planet would have cancer. What's happening is that women and men also are exposed to what we call xenoestrogens, or chemical estrogens from the environment, pesticides, herbicides, plastics from plastic drinking bottles and food containers, metalloestrogens from antiperspirants and the metals in the teeth. All these things stimulate excess estrogen in the body. And then secondly, if your body is not equipped to properly methylate or break down the estrogens, if your liver is toxic and the phase one, phase two detoxification are not working well, then yes, there will be a recirculation of those aggressive estrogens. But your hormones do not cause cancer.
Thank you for clearing that up. Like I said, yeah. I was thinking, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. You know, that's the whole concept that suddenly you realize everything in our body is deadly and it's going to kill us. The whole lie about cholesterol as well. And I appreciate your candor in bringing this out and the sweet healing nature that you also bring with the intelligence. And I'm just thrilled. And again, as I watched you in the quest for the cures, it was an amazing aspect of the things that so many don't get to hear every day. So I'm glad we could also do it here on radio. Any other of the seven essentials that would be critical to bring out to the folks listening right now?
Well, I think the important thing is to realize that you have a lot of control over your health. You know, essential number two is to reduce your toxic exposure. Well, look at what you're putting in your yard, look at what you have in your home, look at what you're putting on your body and in your body, and then learn how to detoxify your body with coffee enemas and liver cleanses and liver flushes and saunas and sweating and things like that. A big proponent too, or a big part of the cancer journey is learning to heal your emotional wounds. That's essential number four. You know, so many people think that healing the body is just about the physical part of it, that it's just the supplements and the herbs. But a huge part of the healing has to be healing the emotional aspect. You have to learn to find joy in your life, to connect spiritually with your Creator, to learn to manage your stress, to learn to be happy. Because if you keep doing the things you've always done, you're going to get the same results. And we know that our immune system is linked to our brain and our thought patterns, and our thoughts affect our DNA. So essential number four is to really focus on healing your emotional wounds and learn to be happy.
Hmm. Beautiful.
Hey, real quick, Dr. V, you mentioned earlier about epigenetics, basically the fact that you can actually change the way that your genetics might express itself, right? What are some supplements or nutrients that someone might take to where they could prevent breast cancer from an epigenetic standpoint? Let's say their mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, their grandma was diagnosed. Name some supplements and nutrients that people can take, women can take, that might have that kind of an effect on them that they could prevent by their lifestyle choices.
Well, there's several of them. Some of my favorite are broccoli sprouts in a very concentrated form, because the sulforaphane in the broccoli sprouts literally turns on over 200 protective genes. Next is curcumin. And curcumin is extremely powerful in turning on the cancer protective genes and changing that gene expression, turning off the specific genes that actually promote, you know, the cancers. There's other nutrients as simple as vitamin D, making sure that your vitamin D levels are between 80 and 100 ng per ml will reduce your breast cancer risk by up to 83%. I mean, it's just incredible, something as simple as that. And yet when women are under medical care and they're getting chemotherapy and radiation, never do they ever mention to them that they should be taking vitamin D.
Mm. Much less selenium and iodine as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Dr. V, one of your websites, you have a number of links, and we have them in the show notes, is breastcancerconqueror.com, breastcancerconqueror.com, and then also links through to your book, which you can get on Amazon, which I highly recommend as well. And, you know, for those of you who have family members and loved ones that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or haven't seen The Quest for the Cures Continues to see Dr. V, by all means, share this information. Send them to this. This will be obviously podcasted available for free around the world through many different sources. And introduce them to this, because Dr. V has really helped so many over so many years. And this is rooted in common sense. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. It's easy to access and much preferable to prophylactically removing body parts that are not the cause of your cancer.
Mm. And Dr. V, real quick, we only have a couple minutes left. Could you go over a couple or at least one early detection method? So, you know, women want to detect breast cancer.
A safe one, of course.
A safe one, yeah. You hear about mammography. Should people be getting mammograms, or is there a better way?
There's a much better way, and without getting into a lengthy explanation of mammography, I mean, basically mammograms have radiation and compression, which causes cancer. And a 25-year Canadian study showed that mammograms were just as effective as a self-breast exam, and they did not decrease breast mortality rate by 1%. That was a 25-year study. Thermography, pain-free, radiation-free, can detect physiological changes in the breast. It cannot, we cannot say it diagnoses cancer, but it detects physiological changes when things are the size of a pinhead. There's specific blood tests that you can do that also will detect cancer when it's very, very minute, because it takes 5 to 8 years for the lump or the bump to appear.
And that's what we typically do. We treat cancer. We treat the lump or the bump. But we really don't ever try to get to the cause if we're coming from a traditional perspective, do we, Dr. V?
Absolutely. You know, you can cut out the lump, you can radiate it, you can, you know, burn it. But if you don't get to the cause of what allowed the cancer to develop in the first place, it's going to surface and come up somewhere else.
And real quick, what about the vitamin L before we leave? The love, that plays a big role here, doesn't it?
I love that. Vitamin L, absolutely. That's part of essential number four. Just letting go of things, bringing love into your life, loving others, forgiving yourself and forgiving others.
Well, we got a lot of vitamin L for you, Dr. V. I appreciate you joining us on Outside the Box with TMB and I. We, you know, again, support everything you're doing and want everybody to pick up your book. Go to the website, click on the link, go there and learn a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. V.
Thanks so much for having me. All right, have a good evening.
Awesome. All right, take care. We got to wrap up Outside the Box, but not before we do a lot more. Coffee, can it prevent melanoma? And if so, which way do you need to take it, Super Don? Also, the State of the Union is, we have a few more answers for you after the break. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, I want to thank Diana Schneider for joining us last hour. A sweet lady telling her story of how she's overcome so many autoimmune diseases thanks to Carnivora, thanks to Better Way Health, Beta 1 3D Glucan, our friends in Atlanta there, Reggie Buns and the gang. We appreciate you modulating immunity as well. And TMB, thanks for getting Dr. V, DRV, that would be, to be on Talking Breast Cancer. That was very cool. Did I lose Ty? I
was like,
I don't know.
Where's Ty?
Where did TMB go?
There he is.
What? You don't hear me?
What in the world happened? Yeah, TMB just disappeared.
That's odd.
He must have said a strange word and just blown up or something.
Abracadabra.
Sicky boogie doo.
We're going to learn about that in a moment. When we get to the State of the Union is, we've got some answers coming through the social networks. But first and foremost, Super Don, TMB, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
I know Super Don's involved in a cursory way. He doesn't want to be, but he is. The question, coffee, can it prevent melanoma? Can it prevent melanoma, coffee?
Well, a study on healthfinder.gov suggests that perhaps it might. It might be able to help to protect against melanoma. I'm not sure. I didn't get the entire story here. I don't know if it's a treatment or a preventative. It looks more of a preventative. The people that drank at least 4 cups of coffee had a 20% reduced risk of malignant melanoma. My question is this. Mm-hmm. If you drink at least 4 cups of coffee and you do at least 4 coffee enemas, what does that do for you? That's what I want to know.
That makes you run screaming the opposite direction.
There's no way melanoma can catch you if that's the case.
Well, there's a story that we went over about a year ago. It was a strange man traveling in an RV in Oregon did up to 100 coffee enemas a month. Did you remember that story?
I thought there was a husband and wife, a couple that were doing that. I don't remember the guy in the van.
Oh, that's right. That was a Florida couple. I was thinking it was Super Don. That's right.
It was just those weird people in Texas.
It was a guy in a van down by the river.
Down by the river.
Yeah, he was making his own river.
Yeah, at that point, I'm thinking, yeah. All right, well, listen, coffee is a medicinal food if done right. We're not talking about, instant Dunkin' Death coffee. I mean, we want you to go quality. And clean, make sure it's clean and you're doing it right with clean water. Preferably go to robertswater.com, learn about the molecular hydrogen in rich water that our good buddy Paul Barrettiero has. Let's see, what are we going to wrap it up on? I think you're on a healthy you with Carol Alt this weekend. It may be this weekend, TMB.
You know what? I think I am.
I know they had a delay because of the news cycle. So everybody check that out. DVR.
Yeah. I might be on next week. I'm not sure. But one of the next 2 weekends, I think I'm going to be on Healthy You with Carol Alt talking about sea cucumber.
Right. So set your DVRs to stun. And what else do we have? Do we have any other answers on the State of the Union is?
Muddled.
Ziki Boogie Doog. That's what you
Ziki Boogie Doog. What is Ziki Boogie Doog?
I thought maybe somebody was just having a stroke at the time that they were typing the answer or something like that. But. Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently there's this thing called the Demented Cartoon Movie. I've never heard of it before, and it's like a half an hour long, and it has this little bonnet that bounces around every once in a while in a scene, and when he says the word Ziki Boogie Doo, it causes an explosion.
Let's give a listen.
Ziki Boogie Doo.
Oh, crap.
Somebody's going to run in and say Ziki Boogie Doo any second now. But you just... Oh, no. Ziki Boogie Doo. Hey, we did it. All right, now we can say Ziki Boogie Doo as much as we
Oh my gosh! Is this a new? I remember Pinky and the Brain, but they didn't ever have Ziki Boogie.
No,
Boogie
this is just.
Explosion.
I think it's an online thing only. It's just has quite a following, though.
How interesting!
Weird stuff.
The State of the Union is Ziki Boogie Doo.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, any other snappy answers on what the State of the Union is coming off the social networks?
Well, we got a lot of people saying what BS means. Actually, they use BS. In fact, I think that might be one of the most popular ones we got. A bunch of people
say the Union is BS.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody dropped an F Ziki Boogie Doog on.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Margaret, you know who you are. Roger Carter Racing says waste of time. Let's see. Sherazad puts out a fraud alert.
Yeah.
Lisa Smith says the State of the Union is screwed. But there's a lot of this one. Look at Roseanne. She went all Harry Potter on you. Super Don. He says the State of the Union is e pluribus unum, a reduction to the least common denominator.
All right.
TMB, any final parting State of the Union words?
You know, I don't really have anything wise to say. I'm down here in Texas. You know, we're just going to go back to our coffee and brisket.
Coffee and brisket. Well, you stay warm while you can there, my friend. And we remind you, even on the State of the Union aftermath, that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah.
And Ziki Boogie Doo.
Scott Bell Show. Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.